From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
You're opening up a new crypto club, Bitcoin, Ben?
Actually, we are launching 5 of them right now. Yeah, you go big or you go home, you know. This is Bitcoin.
And there's no going home.
Exactly. There is no home left to go home to.
That's amazing. All started here in Sarasota, Florida.
Yeah. And let's see. We have our club in Sarasota. We opened our club up in Nashville last month. We are launching our club up in Boston. The grand opening is actually next month. Then we are launching our club here in St. Louis, probably October, November, because that one's actually going to be 24,000 square feet. And then we're launching one in Texas, probably early January.
Amazing. Tell me what it's like running a crypto club.
Oh, it is the best life ever. Imagine the most revolutionary technology that has ever hit humanity. And you're the original place that so many general public people walk into. I've heard of Bitcoin. I don't know much about it. What's your club about? And it's education. It is full-throated education on number one. I want people to understand, although the actual name of it is actually Bitcoin Ben's Crypto Club, that was for search engine optimization. Right? So those who are like, crypto, oh no, he sells. No, we don't sell any coin. Well, pretty soon we'll offer actual Bitcoin because each of our clubs is actually going to get its very own money transferring license.
That's really important to have. You guys host a Bitcoin ATM that's run by Bite Federal, and they have money transmitter licenses, especially here in Florida. So people can buy, I think, right? I was one of their seed investors too, that company, Bite Federal, back in 2016. Let me introduce you guys, which is what I want to do. For those listeners just joining us, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Yeah, we're actually, the show gets a lot of listeners. We're distributing through SiriusXM's new platform, and that's why we're doing audio only. It's completely brought like an amazing new audience to us. So I'm really grateful for that. So all the new listeners, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm your host, Charlie Shrem, and you're listening and watching another epic episode of The Charlie Shrem Show. We're together twice a week. Actually, we're coming up to our 5 or 6 year anniversary in a couple of weeks here. Over 400 episodes, we dive deep and we've driven deep with some of Bitcoin and crypto's most influential leaders, OGs, trailblazers, those building out some of the coolest things that are not just virtual, but also, as we're going to learn today, physical, to truly understand how this movement came to be, not just physical locations, but physical events too. So Bitcoin Ben, you gave our audience like a nice little introduction of yourself, and we'll go back to you in a second. But John Drew, you are the man behind the hat that my wife wears every day, Bitcoin Day Naples, and now Bitcoin Day Miami coming up in May 11th. Welcome to the show.
I love that name you just gave me, the man behind the hat that my wife wears every day. And this time we're going to give everybody a hat at Bitcoin Day Miami. We found that they were so popular.
They are great hats.
I know. And I have to give thanks to Jack Fife, our MC. He's the one that was behind the design of the hat. So he gets all credit for that. But yeah, Bitcoin Day Miami is coming up and Bitcoin Ben is our headline sponsor. So thank you very much for that, Ben, Bitcoin Ben's Crypto Club. And we have a lot of great speakers. Again, the show is meant to be intimate setting where all the speakers are in there all day long and they sit at the tables with the people who buy the tickets and everybody can interact with each other, get to know each other. I think you coined it, the phrase, a grassroots experience.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what we're aiming for people to be able to make those connections, face-to-face connections with people while they spend the day learning a lot about Bitcoin. So we've got some great influential speakers coming to Miami on May 11th.
You both are actually really focusing on in-person physical type of activities. It seems like where we're in a community that's so virtual, and it kind of, this is a great question for both of you, but what type of relationships have you seen happen at some of these events at the club? How is that physical relationship and that connection different than the one that you make on the internet?
Well, I've actually been in the ecosystem since about 2016, and I've hosted shows since right around about that time. And I got really popular, and then YouTube no longer liked me for a while. So I am on, let's see, YouTube channel number 5. And what I realized early was these events, now don't get me wrong, I love the Bitcoin Day. Love it. It's probably one of my favorite events because it's so well run. Great job, John.
Thank you.
But what I realized, real adoption is you have to actually be out there to the general public where they see you every day and where a lot of them can't really drop, you know, $100 or $200 or $300 a ticket for an event. And they really wouldn't get the long-term exposure of education at an event that they really need to actually join what I actually call the new rich revolution. And our clubs, we're the only ones who occupy that place. And we are literally open every day. So it isn't we just have a meetup there or something like that. We're open every single day except Sunday, which actually we might be opening up on Sunday and offering playing bingo on Sunday so you can actually play some good old-fashioned, well, not really old-fashioned, because it includes bingo. Or I'm sorry, Bitcoin.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's actually Bitcoin bingo.
I love Bitcoin bingo.
Exactly.
Oh,
everyone
nice.
Does. Once you do it, it's like eating a potato chip. You can't just do it once. That's why our clubs are so popular. The club in Sarasota is rocking and rolling. In fact, it's so popular now that I actually went out and I purchased a $130,000 food truck. And I put it out on our parking lot. And now, not only do we have a club, we have a food truck, which we will be bringing to the Bitcoin Day, where you can actually get hot dogs, nachos. We have the sailor sandwich, which is all in, has everything on it. And you walk up, you actually get your food. And if you pay us in actual Bitcoin, you get 25% off.
Oh, shut off. I mean, it's pretty awesome that you're connected to DoorDash.
Yeah.
So it's great that where I live, I could like get a hotel hot dog, you know, or a Bitcoin burger.
Yeah.
It feels cool.
Yes. And as soon as our website is ready, it's actually being built right now, we will be able to bring you your food as long as you're within, I think, 10 or 15 miles or something like that.
How's it work with a private club? Are you allowed to, like, any, as long as the members are in the club, they can do anything they want? They can, like, smoke cigars or drink their own alcohol? Like,
yeah.
How does it work with the laws?
Yeah, as a club member, which is a monthly fee, all of your drinks are actually covered. We have a refrigerator in there that we keep, you know, some beverages in. And as a club member, now mind you, we don't sell alcohol, but we have some in the fridge. And as long as you're 21, go grab something out of the fridge. And but what I've noticed is there's not many people drinking except on Friday and Saturday nights when we have our weekly poker nights.
Oh, wow.
Those guys, yeah, they may have a few drinks.
Bitcoin poker is like in the same vibe that we had in the early days of like doing Bitcoin poker. But back then, like a pot of, at the end of, you know, if you won the pot, it was like 8 Bitcoin.
Yeah. Oh, God, I wish.
Wow.
Yeah.
Back then, if Bitcoin was like $50. So we were, you know, it was just a couple of $100. It was funny because Eric Voorhees' brother used to come to our poker game and he always beat us. So I hope he still has all those Bitcoins that he won.
I absolutely love Eric. He is, he's a fighter. Boy, he don't take crap from nobody. I love that guy.
No, he definitely doesn't. Back in the early days, also, he had launched the first, like, it was called the GLBSE, which is the Global Bitcoin Stock Exchange,
yep.
Which was like an early Bitcoin, like a crowdfunding type of thing. And people actually like got shares in companies that raised money in Bitcoin. And it was like Satoshi Dice, which is his company, was the first real successful business that was like, that was kind of different. And Satoshi Dice was the coolest business. I wonder if anyone does like a crypto dice game anymore, because those were the best. He definitely is in everything. I got to ask him to come speak at one of our events, maybe like another Bitcoin day down here in Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love that.
We'd love to have Eric Voorhees. And we'd also love to have Michael Saylor. So Michael, if you are listening, we'd love to have you stop by on May 11th in Miami.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I'll tell you what, Michael, if you are listening, and everyone share this interview and tag Michael Saylor, we have a sandwich at our food truck that's named after him.
What's it called?
The Saylor Sandwich.
Oh, that's great.
It's all in.
The Saylor Sandwich.
It has everything.
It's all in.
I wanted to revert back, if it's okay.
Please.
Ben was talking earlier about the name of the club and SEO, the search engine optimization, and why he chose that name. I think we got interrupted or sidetracked. And I think what he wanted to say, and Ben, you can finish it for me, is that you do Bitcoin first.
Yes. Yes. The reason I chose the actual name, you know, the Bitcoin Ben Crypto Club, was search engine optimization.
It's perfect, though.
And also, we are a hospital for shit corners. We fix them.
I love it.
Everyone who walks in and is brand new, they're like, I don't know much about Bitcoin. I don't know anything about cryptos. And we always tell them, don't worry about cryptos. No. Learn about the Bitcoin. That's your number one goal.
Learn about the Bitcoin.
Don't worry about other coins, other tokens, or anything like that. Now, we do have people who join, and of course, they have other coins and all that. Our club is very freedom-oriented. So
I like that.
I would not feel right if I told other people what currencies they should choose for their life. That would make me feel like I was actually like the Federal Reserve. Use dollars, only use Bitcoin, only use it. I value freedom over everything, because without freedom, as you actually know, Charlie, without your freedom, currency is literally a can of sardines.
Is you're 1,000% right? A can of mackerel, if it's just for, what are we doing here? What's the purpose? That's why these events and these clubs are so important. People forget and they go to the event. They go to the, I wish we had a club in every city.
I'm working
on it. Until
then,
we're going to have Bitcoin days everywhere.
I'm slowly working on, well, not really slowly. This is our fifth club.
I need to invest in your Bitcoin clubs.
Well, see, I'm very weird. And just ask my wife, she'll tell you. Each one of these clubs, I allow regular people to own a share of. Because the reason I launched these clubs is not for wealthy people. This is for the average Joe, the average Jane.
Yeah.
This is for real, truly mass adoption into the general public. And therefore, I only allow each person one share, which is usually like 10% or like 5%.
I like that. It creates like you're giving people financial freedom in the future.
Yes, yes. And that's why I shaped it how I did. Because as the club is profitable, all of the owners are actually paid out in actual Bitcoin. How would you like if all of your investments actually paid you out in a growing asset?
I would love that. If every transaction, if every asset in the world, if all the different investments, if everything we did was just like one easy digital type of thing, it would just make accounting so much easier and people would actually get more financial freedom because it would just make a lot more sense and be more comfortable. People would be more comfortable with money.
You wouldn't be worried about losing
also,
value.
It actually keeps everyone honest because then each person who owns a share will actually be able to hop on the blockchain and actually track our club wallet and actually see everything going in and going out for our sponsorship. You cannot hide what you're doing in a blockchain. And that's what I want is pure, transparent. This is what's going on. This is what's in. This is what's out. This is what it's for. And it's all on the actual Bitcoin blockchain.
I love it.
Yep.
I love it.
And I can vouch for the fact that we received Ben's sponsorship funds in Bitcoin.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
If we want our system to grow, we have to use the currency.
We do. John, like when I was at Bitcoin Day Naples, like my first thing, my favorite thing to do is go over to like the little boutique. Usually there's like a little exhibition hall. It's pretty much why I love going to Bitcoin conferences and crypto events. Is I like just like buying stuff and paying in Bitcoin. And I bought from a bunch of the different vendors. What type of vendors will you have there selling type of stuff?
Some of the similar vendors that you saw in Naples. So it's really a small group of vendors there. So we're going to have Susan Van Volkenberg, or the Essence of Bitcoin. I think you bought one of her pieces. She's an artist. And then we'll have Bitcoin is Better. Daniel Hirschberger is the author of the book.
Oh, Bitcoin is Better. Great book.
Yeah, he'll have a table at Bitcoin Day Miami. And then we also have Consensus Protocol, one of our sponsors. Actually, I do some work with Consensus Protocol. They're going to be highlighting their white glove mining partnerships. And then we also have a really great one, Proof of Work Fitness. Jay from Proof of Work Fitness is going to have a table there. He has a fitness club in Miami that's a Bitcoin-based fitness club.
Oh, nice.
So I think I've covered all of them.
Yeah, and I'm really excited. May 11th. Well, guys, thank you so much for taking the time and coming on the show today. I really appreciate it.
How about the Charlie Shrem shawarma?
Oh my God, if you did a shawarma sandwich, I would die. They call it the Shrem's shawarma or something. I don't know. I would order it every day. We're doing it. I'm coming over. Thank you, guys. Awesome. We're going to go get some shawarma. I'll see you guys later. Right, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Good.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today we're going to talk about something really cool with a new friend of mine. We became friends a couple of months ago now, and I'm really excited. We're going to be talking about the whole Layer 2 world of runes. Petty, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah. Hey, Charlie. Happy to be here. Thanks for the invitation, for the invite. Really looking forward to the discussion today. You already teasered the topic, so looking forward to share some of my thoughts and, yeah, my opinion on this topic.
You're building Runes Terminal, Runes Legacy. And under Runes Terminal, you have like Runes Etch, Runes Scan, Runes Pad. It's a whole suite of tools that allow anyone to access this new technology on top of Bitcoin. But I want to go back a little bit. We've talked extensively the birth of smart contracts and Ethereum, going historical timeline and Bitcoin and colored coins, and Mastercoin was really one of the only ways to do L2 on Bitcoin, and it was still like didn't really work. And then you had like different technologies that are doing L2s and then like Lightning, right? And then like L2s and Lightning, but that kind of like stagnated for a while. And then like a year ago, you mentioned developer Casey. And then you had this world of like BRC20 ordinals and runes. And then the halving that just passed, we had the new technology that allowed for runes to exist. So can you give us everything, but start with like what happened a year ago that like started this all over again?
So yeah, basically like a year ago, you already touched on this, and I will give a quick overview about the past and what happened there. So we had the ordinals coming up and showing up, and this was like non-fungible tokens. Usually you don't say NFTs in this space, but it's like the equivalent is NFTs on Ethereum, and that's ordinals in Bitcoin, but it's natively inscribed in the blockchain. That's how you call it. And it got initiated by Casey Rodemore. He is the guy who initiated the ordinals protocol. Then someone called Domo started the fungible token protocol that was quite popular called BRC20. And that was what happened last year. Ordinals, like, they got a lot of attention and hype, a lot of liquidity, also from many NFT projects. Inscriptions, that's another word for ordinals. So basically, that was very hype topic last year. And then BRC20 popped up. Many other fungible token protocols popped up on Bitcoin native layer. The same person who was responsible or who initiated the ordinals protocol, Casey Rodemore, he also started the runes protocol, which got a lot of hype and traction in the last weeks. So this is basically another fungible token protocol, such as BRC20, but with some technical differences.
What are the differences?
Yeah, so basically, to be clear, I'm not a developer or a technical guy, but it's based on UTX. So you can hold any number of runes in a UTXO. And send it to someone else via a UTXO. And you use the op return function in the Bitcoin block to put some information in there and say, hey, I want 25 of rune A to go to output number 5, for example. It uses the UTXO model of Bitcoin. And basically, that's the main difference when it comes to runes and BRC20. And there are also some other protocols I'm not familiar with, like TAP protocol, Pi protocol, and CBRC20, ARC20, and many others. But in fact, runes uses U2XO. It's Lightning compatible.
Really super, cool new technology that everyone's very excited about. And I guess because runes doesn't take up block space in the same way that ordinals does, what needed to be released in the latest technology update with the halving that everyone was excited about?
Back in 2023, in September 26th, it was, I guess, Casey published a document or a blog post discussing the idea of runes and presented this the first time to the public. It was already like some month ago. And then the topic became a lot of hype and attention over the last month, where like several projects, ours include, like Runes Terminal included, we decided to build on this fungible token protocol. With the halving block that passed 5 days ago, the protocol got activated and now everyone can etch their rune. That means that everyone can create their own fungible token on the runes protocol. There are some terms like etching a rune is creating a rune token, for example, that many people got confused in the beginning. So yeah, just with block 840,000, with the halving block, the protocol got activated. Before, there was just some projects that like did pre-mining. That's another mechanism that was really hyped. Yeah, that's with the block, what happened
here. It seems like the Bitcoin maximalists, kind of like of the old days, are not really negative on runes technology because of that like block size issue. It seems like it's trying to maximize the space in a different sort of way, which is very interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, what is your take on this whole topic? Like, you're
so
you
interesting
this as well.
Is that very so rarely do people ask me what my opinion is on the show? I'm excited about exactly what I just said. My opinions are largely always open to change and open to interpretation. Everyone, as they should be, and you know, pigeonholing yourself is never a good idea. But I try to formulate my opinions based on like experts that have taught me things along the way. And what I understand about decentralized technology and kind of like my personal moral philosophy and view on Bitcoin and crypto, and now that Bitcoin and crypto is actually coming back together, my kind of views of that are this like path to decentralization. And that to me is very important because the more decentralized a software and technology are, the less centralized actors can, of course, they can't scam, hack, rug pull, or do anything like that. But then you have no centralized authority that could try to like enforce their own arbitrary rules and freeze your money or like reverse it or do whatever they want. And really, Bitcoin and only a few other maybe blockchains actually have reached that full path of decentralization. No one should be comfortable keeping money in any other blockchain that's not past that epoch of decentralization, in my opinion, because if those blockchain developers or someone doesn't like you, they'll figure out a way to like freeze your money on that chain. And I see it happening all the time. It's not hypothetical. It literally happens all the time. Having said that, Bitcoin is a beautiful technology that if we start adding and changing the code in a way that like the base layer, that we change things too fast, it's not really practical. But at the same time, we want to be able to do a lot of like development and do a lot of smart contracts and do things on top of Bitcoin. So there needs to be a kind of like compromise and merging of the two. And so all these layer two solutions that offer a really good decentralized approach to Bitcoin scaling without needing the need for Bitcoin developers to do anything, that for me was awesome because I like reverse compatibility. It's very important for that decentralization that you don't have to update your software all the time in order to like continue to use your money. Imagine if they told you, oh, you have to update your software in order to keep using your money. No, Bitcoin is completely reverse compatible. There's a reason that old Bitcoin from 10 years ago can still be moved, but old Ethereum, old Binance coin, old coins of older blockchains, if you're not updating that software constantly, you can't move that money. People don't realize that. Also, with proof of stake blockchains, theoretically speaking, if all of the stakers who are holding all of the tokens decide to not put any of them on the market, then that is a permissioned network now. You cannot join that network as a staker or a user unless someone sells you one or gives you one. And so proof of work is really still barring, and I like some of the other consensus algorithms, and as long as everyone understands like the differences and everything, that's very important, you know, from a security standpoint, because I like to play around with all sorts of different types of blockchains and consensus. But you were asking me about scaling, so I'm going to bring it all back. This new technology, going back to the block size wars and scaling, I understood from those experts that I was talking to that in order for you to have mass decentralization, you need the software to be and the nodes to be able to be run nimbly across tens of thousands of computers, geographically dispersed and not large processing type of computers. So that was why raising the block size was a precedent that no one wanted to set, because if you raise the block size, you couldn't run Bitcoin software on MacBook Pros anymore. Any scaling solution that focuses on scaling Bitcoin and allowing it to do more things, but not having to increase the size or the weight too much, where it's like removing the ability for smaller computers to still validate nodes, those are software that I will always support. That's my answer.
That's a good take. Yeah, definitely. yeah, with layer twos on Bitcoin, I mean, it could become reality. It could become possible in a decentralized way. So that's definitely
so
a good
take here. Why you guys decided to launch this company. You're a first mover, obviously, and that's important, first mover advantage. Why do you think that we need these type of tools now? And tell us about what you guys are building.
Yeah, sure. So I can give you a short overview about what we're building here with Runes Terminal. It's not that easy to build on a brand new technology. You just said it. It's like first mover advantage, of course. But on the other hand, you have like some challenges to face when it comes to documentation, to, yeah, just building stuff before it's released. Like this is always an issue, but I think we managed it quite well. We're like now in a good position in the Runes ecosystem, in the whole market there. And we're building like four core products that are part of Runes Terminal. So Runes Terminal is the overall brand. And then we have like four tools that are easy to use when it comes to the Runes ecosystem. So first of all, we have a Runes Etcher. Like as I just said, like etching a rune means creating a rune token, like a fungible token on Bitcoin, on the Runes protocol. Therefore, you need some tools to do so, and where you can define the supply, you can define the name, because there are some restrictions when it comes to the ticker of the rune name. So at the beginning, it has to be 13 characters minimum long, and over the time, it gets unlocked, like lower numbers get unlocked, so you can create one's names with 12 characters, etc. And in fact, to create a rune token, you need some tools, and one of them is what we provide is a Runes Etcher. This is a tool where you can define the supply, the name, etc., and etch your rune. And yeah, that's basically the first one. The second one is a rune scanner. This is like a block explorer for runes. So where you can track the transactions, the addresses, the balances of runes on a certain address, etc. This is the second product we're building, like the runes scanner. And third, and this is the core product or the core feature tool, however you want to call it, that we're pushing out soon is the Runes Pad. And this is a launch pad for rune tokens, a launch pad on Bitcoin. But many people don't understand how this is different from other launch pads you might know from Bitcoin ecosystem. I mean, like it's literally for fundraising, a launch pad. So it's not just the launch pad to launch an ordinals collection, for example, and to click two buttons. It's like really a launch pad where you can raise funds with, like as a project, you can go to the launch pad and raise funds. And as someone who wants to use the launch pad and invest in those projects, you can do this on a launch pad as well. And the unique approach we have here is the fundraise itself happens on the EVM side and the token gets created on the Runes side, on the Bitcoin side. So basically, it's a liquidity ramp into the Bitcoin layer with this approach. And that is a very unique approach, in my opinion, we have here. That's the third product, the biggest one. We have a non-trusted version of the launchpad and a trusted version of the launchpad. So that means everyone can set up their own launch on our pad. On the other hand, we have like a trusted version where we as a team review the project that wants to launch on the pad, etc. And then we can like push everything even more. So we have like two versions here. And that's basically the third product. And the fourth one is like a summary of like all the important things that you have to know about runes. Like it's like a wiki for runes. That's all to come. That's a short overview about
what do you think will be the relationship between Bitcoin and all other blockchains, between runes and ordinals and smart contracts, that people can do things on top of Bitcoin now?
The whole sentiment is going to shift over to Bitcoin in the next month, in the next years especially. We're seeing like, we've seen people coming from Solana ecosystem, from Ethereum ecosystem to ordinals. And now I think we will see the same, because it's possible with runes and fungible tokens, we will see this narrative play out on Bitcoin. DeFi on Bitcoin is a big thing here. And I think like people will come to the mother chain, to the OG chain, in this case, of course, Bitcoin, and we'll build some stuff there. You just mentioned it, layer twos, and now runes on the native layer. So it's really exciting times. People moving over, this is my take. We will see a shift here, but yeah.
Petty, thank you so much for taking the time and coming on the show today and talking about runes and teaching us a lot about what's been going on.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me. Maybe I can just finalize at the end, like give you a short update on the progress of the development, because people are asking this. So when it comes to the runes pad, the testnet is about to go live in the next day. So we're in a good way here. For our rune scanner, it's also on a very good way. And we will also keep you updated there. It's on a good way. And the runes etcher is already live. So you can already create your own fungible tokens on runes. And the runes wiki is also work in progress. And we're on a very good way in total. And yeah, thanks for having me, Charlie. It was a pleasure to
thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much. And thank you for coming. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.